This is a question of a prosbul. You want to make up a prosbul. That we know the lacher is by Shemitah, when it comes to the end of the seventh year, any loan that you have, it stops the loan. You can't collect the money anymore. If you want to be able to collect your money, you have to make a prosbul. What's a prosbul? That you say you're giving over your shtaros, Masrein Lefechim. I'm giving over my shtaros, in front of the Bezdin. Now it says there, plenty of the Yonim. Shevamok and plenty of this place. So you see, it says a Bezdin, and how many people does it say? Two. It says, Bifnei Pliny, you Pliny, him and him. So Mashma, two people is enough to give it a Bezdin. This is Rav Nachman's proof that two is also called a Bezdin. On this, Rav Sheshit answers back and says, no, there's no proof from here. Oto Tono, Ki Ruchlo Lech Shebelezel, is our Tana like a Reichel, like a person that sells things, that talks to people. Doesn't have to say of everything. Doesn't have to say Bifnei Pliny, Pliny, you Pliny of the Yonim. Like, of course, the Yonim always means three. How come it says over there by Prosbul two? Because the Tana doesn't go to count all of them. He only says one, two. But of course, he also meant you need a third person to make it into a Bezdin. But the Tana doesn't have to go to count all three people. That we know already. So, Omer of Nachman, Nachman says, now we know I'm in the law. We're trying to bring another proof. How do I know now also that Rav Nachman Shita is two people is also called the Bezdin? How do I know in front of two is enough? The Tanan, we learned like this. It says, Hadayonim Chaismin Lamata. The Dayonim sign on the bottom of a shtar. Rashi says, Gabi Prusbul, and it also goes on a Prusbul. That the Dayonim sign on the bottom of a Prusbul. Oyho Eidim, or else the Eidim. So now it says Lashon of Dayonim or the Yadim. So my lab doesn't mean to say that Dayonim dum ye the Yadim. Dayonim adoyma to Yadim. Mar Eidim Shnayim, just like we know Eidim are always two. Saaf Dayonim nami Shnayim. Dayonim also means two. So you see, a Dayonim is enough for two. Two is also called Dayonim. And this Prusbul is enough just for two Dayonim to sign. That's also called, you have the signatures of Dayonim. So where it says Rav Sheshis says back, no. Me the Iri, does one have to do with the other case? I'll tell you, Ha Kedisa, each case is by itself. I'll tell you, Dayonim needs three people to sign, and the Eidim is enough two people to sign. But even though it says one next to another, it's not like one case. It means each case is separately. Either you have Dayonim sign, or else you have Eidim sign. So verse says now, is so like Lomuli Lemisna Dayonim, Lomuli Lemisna Yadim, if so, what do we have to have two cases for? The Rashi says, Pshita the Sagale Bihochi, Oy Bahani, for listen, Yadim, Vuadin, Ichasma Dayonim. Like, once you tell me Yadim is enough to sign on the Prusbul, for sure it's enough to have Dayonim sign. So what do you have to tell me two cases of Dayonim? And Bezdin and Yadim, let's only say one, what do you have to tell me both for? The Gemara says, "Ha kamash malon." The chiddush of the Mishnah over there is to teach us like this: "Ha kamash malon." To loishen or kosev loishen dayonim v'chas miyedim. There's no difference if the prusbul was written up with a loishen of dayonim. Like Rashi says, "Kegoin beidina havina." As if in the shtar the prusbul itself was written up, we were in front of a bezdin, and v'yasa plaini. This person came in front of us. V'yom malon. He told us he's going to give over the shtaros. So the shtar was written up with a lashon of dayonim, that this person Reuven came in front of us a bezdin, and now who are the signatures? V'chas miyedim. It's enough just Eidim to sign, like Rashi says. V'lashon Eidus k'goyin ish pliny Eid. They don't have bedavka have to sign to say I'm a dayon. It's enough if they just sign with his name and say Eid. That's also kosher for prusbul. And the opposite way, the Gemara says, "V'loishin or kosa b'loishin edim." Even though it's first written up, Rashi says, "Gagoyin duchren sadusa deve biyanfoi." It just mentioned the names of the edim, the chas medayonim. But at the end, when they sign the name and call themselves a dayan. That's also kosher. That's why it says it both ways: either you have edim or you have dayonim. Either way is good. Vakoporim, that's still the machlokes of Nachman and Rosh Hashanah, that at the beginning, in front of how many people do you have to go to be mevato the shliach? Do you need three or do you need two? But then the Mishnah says, if they tikkun oilum, they stop that. They said nothing doing. that the husband cannot stop the shliach unless the husband notifies the shliach himself, or else if he notifies his wife, if he meets up with his wife before she receives the get, the husband can tell her, stop the get. But if the husband does not meet the shliach or meet the wife, the husband cannot stop the get behind their back leg. And why the Mishnah says, "Mifnei tikkun olam," we don't want bad things to happen. So Mara says, "Mai mifnei tikkun olam." What does it mean, the takana for the world? Like, what would have been bad about it? Rav Yechonon Omar, mifnei takonas mamzerim. Like, we're afraid if the wife did not know about this, she would think the get is really a good get, and she would remarry and have children, and later we'll find out that the first get was batal. So husband meant to be mevatel the get, he went to a bezdin, and if so, she had no right to remarry a shenesis ish, that the kids are mamzerim. So in order that should not happen, we tell the husband he cannot stop the get, shaloi b'fnei the shliach or the isha. Resh lokish shama b'fnei takonis egunis. Stam b'fnei takonis egunis. Not so much as the mamzerim, but as the egunis. So Rashi says, the atzrichinu leila chachra, we want the husband to go after the wife, in other words, we don't want the husband to make it bad for his wife. If the husband could just sit back right here, be mevatel the get, he'll do it to give his wife tzaras, problems. But if he has to run after the shliach or meet up with his wife, then it's not worth it for him. So in other words, we made this takana that it should not be easy for the husband to be mevatel the get. Like this, he's about to send the get to his wife. So he made up his mind to give it to her. Since so, we want the get to his wife. And we don't want the husband to play around now like that, to really be mevatlit, and she doesn't know about it. So forget about the mamzerim. Takonas leguna just for the wife herself, that she should know whether she's getting a get or not, whether she should have a clear conscience to know what's doing. So for this alone, that the husband should not go to be mevatlit, in other words, we don't want it, easy for the husband to be mevatel the get. So therefore we say you can't stop go to a bezdin, but rather you have to run, you have to meet the shliach, or you have to meet your wife. Now the Gemara says like this, Rav Yechonon Omar b'fnei takonas mamzerim, sova lo k'Rav Nachman, he holds like Rav Nachman, the yoma that holds b'fnei shnayim, that when the husband went to be mevatel the get, he only has to go in front of two people. Therefore, beitrei leslu k'ilo, since he only went in front of two people don't give out a koil. People don't find out about it. So therefore we're afraid the wife will not find out that the husband was mevatel the get. She'll think the get is a good get, and she'll remarry and have children and the mamzerim. So that's why Rabbi Yechonon says, Mishum mamzerim. Yeah, beitrei lest by koilin. Vehi loy shoma, she doesn't hear about it. V'lo yoda, she doesn't know that the get is no good. The Oslo mitzvah, she thinks the get is good, so therefore she'll go and remarry. And therefore the kid shall have will be mamzerim, so in order that this should not happen, the Rabbanu made a takana, nothing doing, he cannot be mevatel the get, not in front of them. And Yavika mamzerim, the kids will be mamzerim. That's what Yechonon Svara. For Ashlok Yishrama no, mefnei takana segunas. We're not afraid of mamzerim, we just don't want the husband to give problems to his wife. Why? So, v'loch Rav Sheshet. I'll tell you, Rav Shloka sounds like Rav Sheshet. The Omar that said before, b'fnei Gimel, that when the husband was going to be mevatel the get, not in front of the shliach or the wife, anyway, he would have to go to at least three people. He would have to go to a bezdin. Therefore, since a bezdin knows about it, ubei klase is lukela. Three people do something, a curl, the voice, everybody hears about it. V'shama v'yoda, therefore the wife will also hear about it, and she'll know. V'loy mitzvah, she won't remarry. Like, she's going to find out very fast that the get she just received is no good, the husband was mevatlit. Therefore, there's no problem of mamzerim. So why are we afraid, why should we stop this? It's only v'takone seguna sudika. We only just want to make it hard for the husband to do this, because we don't want the husband to play around with his wife to try and be mevatel the get. We want the get to go through. So therefore, Mishum Takonis Igunois, we don't let the husband be mevatel the get, not in front of the wife or not in front of the shliach. Alright, turn over. The Gemara says like this. Tana Rabbonim, look at the price like this. Bitloi mevuto divrei Rebbe. What's going to be if the husband said clearly, I want to go and be mevatel this get? He had the get written up. No, bitloy. Rashi is like this. Bitloy means liyacha takonas rabbi gamliel b'fnei bezdin. The Mishnah says rabbi gamliel made a takona that the husband cannot go and be mevatel the get, not in front of the shliach or not in front of the wife. He is not allowed to do it. What's going to be if he did not listen and he went and did it? That's the shayla. Bitloy. The husband went ahead in front of two or three people and told them that the shliach I sent to give my wife the get, I don't want him to be a shliach. I want him to be mevatel the get. So what's the halacha if he did it? So mevutel, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that for the yevid, if the husband did it, you should know the get is no good. The husband has a right to stop the get. The get did not take place yet. The get did not reach his wife's hands yet. So there's no chalais gershin. Therefore, the husband has a right to stop the get. We have Shimon ben Gamliel leimano ein a yochel. The husband cannot do this. He cannot break this get. Loy levatloy, not to stop the get. V'loy lehoistav al tanoi, not to add anything onto the get either. Shim ken, because if not this way, ma koyach bezdin yofa. What's the power of bezdin? In other words, in our mission it says the bezdin made a takana not to be mevatel the get. Shaloi b'fnei the shliach or the wife. So if the bezdin made a takana, the husband cannot do it. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel learns that even if the husband does it, nothing doing, the get is not bottled, the get is still a good get. So Gemara asks the question, how could that be? Oh, me, comedia, is there anything? The midi yiraisa bottle. Midi yiraisa right now, the get really is bottle. In other words, the husband has the right to stop the get. The shliach only gives the get because the husband wants him to give it. If the husband now goes in front of three people and tells them, I want to be mevato the shliach, midi yiraisa, the get is bottle. If so, just you're saying, since Bezdin made a takana, it's not nice to do this, don't do it. Bezdin does not want the husband to be mevatel the get, not in front of the wife or the shliach, so Bezdin said, don't do it. So you're telling me now, since Bezdin told him not to do it, even if he does it, still we're going to say the get is a good get, and we're going to let her remarry. So the question is, how could she remarry? Since Midiya writes that the husband was mevatel the get, took away the get, so how could the Rabbanan like put back the get? How could she remarry to Shal Nisa the Yiraisa? So the famous answer is in yes, that the klal is called the Mekadish Adayetet Rabbanan Mekadish. At the beginning, whenever you get married, you always say Arayat Mekadeshes Li Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. You always say, I'm getting married now, Kedash Moshe V'Yisrael, the way the Rabbanan told me to do it. So the beginning of the Kedushin was a Tanai that I only want this Kedushin, the Michal, if you're going to keep it the way the Rabbanim wanted to be. Therefore here, V'yashkinu Rabbanim leKedushin Minei. Since here by the guest, the husband did something wrong, that the Rabbanim did not want you to do it, so you wanted to go to be Mavato the get. The Rabbanim is saying, no, you can't be Mavato the get. Therefore the get is a good get. How is the get a good get? The Teretz says that the Rabbanan now Metchila took away this Kedushin. True, if the Kedushin really was Chal, then you can't take away the Kedushin. Because the get, Midiraisa, becomes bottle when the husband says nothing doing. But the Rabbanan, though, they have the power, like to uproot the Kedushin, make her. So now it's sin as if she was never married. So this the Gemara says, Oh, Malay Ravina Ravashi. Ravina said to Ravashi, Tainas, this is very good, the Kodesh Pekaspa. If they first got married with money, so there's always the klal of hefka bet and hefka. At the beginning, the husband gave his wife a ring, gave her money. So now the chum have right to say that money you gave at the beginning was like hefka. We consider as if it didn't belong to the husband. So then that's why the kedushin is not chal, because the rabbanon have a right by money matters to say the money doesn't belong to you. So if you don't give her from your money, the kedushin is not chal. That's the way at least it could work. But the question is, Kiddush b'biya ma'ikla meima, what's going to be if the first Kedushin was made through Biya? Does the live with his wife the same Kedushin? So it's a big question exactly what the Gemara means to ask. Does the Gemara mean to ask now, it's not mistaf, it's not a svar to say the Rabbanu would break the Kedushin and make that first Biya to Rabbi's Nus? Or else some say it's a question, does the Rabbanu have a power to do that? Does the Rabbanu have the power to make it into Rabbi's Nus? And the Gemara answers yes. Either they have the power or they will do it. Then I tell you, Shavu Rabbanon libilosa bias nus. Yes, Rabbanon have this power also. Yes, Rabbanon see fit to do it. To take away the Kedushin, the Rabbanon make it now as if that first via, the first living together, even though then he had in mind to do with the shame Kedushin, the Rabbanon now have the right to take it away. That's the klal of kol de mekadish, adai to the Rabbanon mekadish. When you first got married, you made the tenai of kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. The Kedushin is only chal if the Rabbanon let it be. But if you do something wrong, that the Rabbanim want to take away the Kedushin, that was the Tanai at the beginning, the Kedushin goes away. So here, even though you first made the Kedushin with Bia, still the Rabbanim have this power to say, the Kedushin is bottled, and it comes out that the Bia was only a business. Turn around, Rabbanim, learn like this. Omar li asara, if a husband tells 10 people, Kisvu get li ishti, I want you to write up a guest for my wife. So locher is yochol levatel zeh shalay b'fnei zeh. When the husband now has a right to go to one of them, not in front of the other one, and tell them, I want to be mevatel you. Rashi says yochol levatel mut levatel v'loim l'shnayim mehem al tichtevu v'yein zeh la'akat ha'konos ol gamliel. The husband has a right to go to two of them now and tell the two, I don't want you to sign, I don't want you to write. And that's not called going against the ha'konos ol gamliel. We'll soon see why. Even though first the husband told 10 people to write up the get, and like we had before, like Rashi v'kaimulon, kokama de lo yama kulchem, as long as the husband did not say the word kulchem, all of yous, then we say echot kaisa v'shnayim chaisman. All he meant to say is one should write up the get, and two have to sign it. So now the husband has the right to go to two of them and tell them, I don't want you to sign it. But Reb Shimon ben Gamliel lo imeno, ein a yochol levatel al zeh b'fnei zeh. He could only be mevatel, tell two of them not to sign it in front of the other ones. Rashi avzu, this is also part of the takana, and he can't be mevatel anything unless the other ones know about it also. So Mara says, what's the machlokes over here? I tell you, be edish shabotla miksosa botla kula. If you have edis, that part of it becomes bottle, part of it goes away, does automatically the rest of the edus also fall away or not? Rebbe Sava Rebbe holds, edus shebotla miktsasa, I tell you, is loy botla